We're doing the Chafetz Chaim. We're on page Mem Vav. We had learned about the responsibility of Vehadarta Pnei Zaken, that if we're speaking about someone elder, so then we have to glorify someone who's older. And we're continuing in the top line of page Mem Vav, the middle of the line. Mechening Muchacham Afidu Eino Zaken. And if the person we are speaking about is a Chacham, even if he's not an elder, he's also in transgression of this mitzvah when he speaks Lashon Hara about the person. When the Pasuk speaks about Hadartap and Zaken, glorify a Zaken. Zaken is not necessarily someone who is aged, but rather one who is wise in Torah. Kidedarshinan, as the Talmud explains, that Zaken is a conjunction of Ze kana chokma. This is someone who acquired wisdom. Ze za ken ze kana. Ulevan ma shekam pamim ba lidei ze laisu hachamudim vaze tamid chacham. And aside from this, sometimes a person transgresses the severe commandment not to mock, not to deride a talmid chacham. Shenichnas b'ze b'chlal apikos al pidin. That one who mocks a talmid chacham can enter the realm of an apikores halachically. Ulkaman na'arich b'ze emir tzashem. Later on, we'll extend this. Now, obviously, one of the people that gets a lot of flack and a lot of conversation is the rabbi, because he's a public figure, so people talk about him. So that's something to think about. So if you have someone who's both wise in Torah and old, and then he speaks about him, so then he's transgressing both commandments. Twice he's transgressing the commandment of the Vadalta. So that's what Chafetz Chaim taught us here, that aside from the commandment of guarding our tongue, we also have a commandment to be careful how we speak about someone who's old and to be careful about how we speak about someone who is learned in Torah. We'll do one more halacha. V'im al mi shem saperu kohen, let's say he speaks about someone who's a kohen, v'ginal b'zeh b'fanav, and in the person's presence he says, gee, how did it feel to get up 2 hours late for shachris? So he embarrasses him in his presence, right? Over gam ken al mitzvah tasei de v'kiddushto. So then he's in transgression of the mitzvah v'kiddushto. Torah says, treat the kohen with holiness. Din itztavinu b'zeh linhog b'kohen kavod arbe. The Torah commands us to treat him respectfully. V'chivan shemedaber alav lashon hara o rechilut umvazehu. So if he speaks in front of him in a way that's derisive, b'zeh v'day eno mechabdo v'over. So then he's certainly not honoring him, and that's also a transgression. So that's the final point we learned today, that about a Kohen, we have another commandment to be careful how we speak about him in his presence, for sure.